For that time has come where, in order for the gospel to advance the way it needs to advance, we need original people. People that have a touch of the original grace of God. I'm not talking about people that are running with duplicates. People that have a touch of the grace of God. You may be seated. Like we said yesterday, a believer cannot be possessed, but a believer can be demonized. The Greek rendering of that is diamon insomai, to be demonized. Demons can operate your emotions. Demons can be responsible for mood swings. And if you don't understand these things, you will yield and submit to the authority. And in 2 weeks' time, they can delve a blow on your marriage that it will take the grace of God for you to recover from. Diamon in Zomar. Man was created as a vessel. And the intention of God is that a spirit will be the one to operate this vessel. The reason why demons prefer to possess human beings than to possess dogs and to possess cats is because when they possess a human being, they have the liberty of expression. If you have a Beetle, a Volkswagen Beetle, the 1982 model of the Volkswagen Beetle, and someone that has a Toyota Highlander, the 2016 model, you see that they are both vehicles, they are cars, but one gives you more expression. In fact, the liver, what we call the throttle of the Highlander, has no cable. From 2003 upwards, it doesn't have a cable, just has sensors. So when you press on the throttle, it's so soft and the engagement is wonderful. It's like magic. But if you are going with Beetle, in engaging the gear, there's a rejection sound that accompanies. It's not as if you don't know what you want to do, but the Beetle itself is a limitation. And so demons prefer to possess people because it's as if you have access to a rig, a mainframe computer with all the capacities. And in fact, you know, that man, the madman of Gadara, when Jesus encountered him, what was his statement? He said, "My name is Legion." And like I've said, that word legion is a Roman military term that symbolizes a garrison of soldiers from 2,000 to 12,000. And that guy played host to about 12,000 demons. 12,000. Meanwhile, in a confederacy of demons, there is what we call the demonic gang leader. That's the one that speaks for the 12,000. Right? That's the one that secured the premise of either demonization or possession. Oh, you are not with me. All right, let's take it easy. Now, you see, there are different kinds of demons. And by way of nomenclature, the way the Bible captures names identifying demons is based on their most predominant character. And so if we want to talk about the subject of demons, we are going to have to use verbs, doing words. Are you with me? Action words. Those words capture the character of the spirit that is involved. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, we can say a demon of infertility. Because when that demon goes into activity, what it ensures is that infertility sets in. I know the doctors studied for 12 years, for 6 years, for 10 years. They must be saying something. The doctors of the doctors in the gynecologists, who have something to say, they have a name to give to the situation. But the cause is a demon. It's a demon of infertility that has found access. And we need to know how to handle these spirits if we are going to do accurate evangelical ministry. Hallelujah. You must be so conscious of the operation of demons such that when demons begin to attempt at deceiving you, you should be able to discern it. When demons begin to give you strange kind of emotions, you should be able to identify it, and you know that this is not God. Hallelujah. There are several levels, dimensions of loneliness that somebody feels that is demonic. Meanwhile, I'm not a scoopy man. I'm a Bible man. But I'm telling you, based on experience, I've discovered that many, many levels of loneliness are demonic. Especially people that have demonic guides, that spirits that follow them around and give them instructions. If you have ever yielded to a spirit that way, a spirit speaks to you, you yield. And that spirit is not the Holy Spirit, because the things that the spirit tells you to do is contrary to the word of God. And you have been carrying out that instruction. The day you decide to violate that spirit, to rebel against that spirit, what the spirit will do is, it will put you in an emotional state. You will feel so lonely, so depressed, so dejected. You feel like a failure. And it's just emotions. What it's doing is that it's just manipulating your emotion. See, the chamber of your emotion is like, it's like a great mainframe computer. Many demons can take residence in your emotions. Are you with me? And they can manipulate and manipulate and manipulate it. So the first demon that secures the ground of your life to entrance, that demon is the one that has colonized your life. Alright? In order for that demon to perform what he intends to achieve in your life, he cannot perform it alone. So he normally goes to get some other guys to come help him occupy the vast territory that he has secured in the life of a host. And that host most probably can be a believer. Because just like I said, a demon cannot possess a believer, but a believer can be demonized. Everything else in your life works. Your career is working. Everything working, but your marriage is not working. Hallelujah. The reason why your marriage is not working is because the demons that are attached to your life have a great emphasis on marital issues. The covenant that established the oppression of those demons gives them the preference of the marriage angle. Are you with me? Oh my. Now, someone picked a book off a shelf, and it's a book of private practice of witchcraft. The author was a diviner, but very, very scholarly. So he was able to hide the spiritual nature of the book, and it looked like a novel that was on metaphysics, something that was a little bit beyond the mind, that will keep you wondering, keep you glued. So she picked that book, and while she was reading it, there was a part of the book that was a work plan. So having gotten this information, this is what you are expected to carry out. And she did not understand that those work plans were actually there were contracts, there were transactions, engagements that was going to open her up to the spirit realm. Are you still with me? Now, so through the reading of that book, her soul was exposed to demonic activity. And what the devil does is that, like, he tries to attach you with a demonic guide. Please help me tell your neighbor, a demonic guide. The fact that you are a preacher doesn't insulate you from the possibility of operating under the influence of a demonic guide. By the time I'm through, you will realize, most of you might find out that you are in trouble. And you see, I'm a Bible man. I'm not a scoopy person. If I need to say what I'm saying now, God led me. I the level of demonic activity right now is terrible. Strange. And it's on the increase. It's so strong that the church is defiled. So strong that through mind bending, they have been able to adjust the preaching that comes from the pulpit. And so this is the time that every believer needs to be educated about the oppression of these demonic activities, so that we can invade that world out there and begin to snatch people out of the hands of the devil. Because what we'll do from now hence is snatching people from the hands of the devil. What we were doing before this time is raising a team of disciples, people that are willing to pray, even though prayer is no longer popular. But if we are going to follow the apostolic model, prayer is not an option. It's one of the pillars of the apostolic civilization. If we are going to build that which is spiritual, that has the capacity to influence a territory and affect their culture, it will not come through the knowledge of sociology. It will be by reason of the introduction of the power of the Spirit that is superior to that which is responsible for the current civilization that finds expression in that locality. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, so this lady began to study this book. And then before she knew it, she came under the influence of the spirit of divination. And then those prescriptions that were given in the work plan were actually transactions that will consciously bring her under their control and create a legal ground for these demons to have a few days. And because the tempo of the book, the tempo of the book was quite interesting, because there was a little bit of mystery that was attached to it, and the average human being has a flair for mystery. She got trapped in the attraction, and then a spirit of divination entered into her life. That spirit cannot secure the dominion that he seeks to have in the life of an individual. You have to employ some other spirits to help him manage the terrain. Are you with me? Now, so the principal spirit that secured the landscape is the one we call the principality. Prince and polity. Prince, a ranking spiritual entity that has a territory to wield his dominion. That's what principality means. Are you with me? Oh my, you are not. Now, so we can have a principality within the context of the territory of a man's life. We can also have a principality within the context of the territory of a village. We can also have a principality within the territory of the context of a state, a locality, a region. We can also have a principality within the context of sub-Saharan Africa. We can also have a principality within the context of a continent. So there are different principalities. Just like the local government chairman is a principality. The governor is a principality. The president is a what? Principality. But you know their ranking is different. Their coverage, their reach is different. But the one that secures your ground, the first one that you yield to through the open doors or the portals that we have been studying, that one secures the place of what? The principality. He's a prince, a ranking personality. He has authority. Alright? And then he has a polity. That principality determines how he runs that universe, how he runs that landscape. He decides the kind of spirits that he introduces. Are you with me? To be part of the government. Most of the time, a lot of spirits, that's when he goes for the powers. So the principality is the one that secures the territory. And it can be witchcraft, it can be divination, it can be the spirit of immorality. The one that secures the platform is the principality. And it can be any spirit whatsoever that is able to secure a portal in the person's life and to gain entrance. This thing I'm telling you, I'm not talking about unbelievers. If I'm telling you about the case, if I were talking about unbelievers and we're talking about possession, the angle I will be using will be different from the angle I'm using now. How many of you were here yesterday? We spoke about the first portal of access. What was it? Trauma. Trauma. There's a threshold. There's a capacity. There is a limit to which we can all bear pain. And when that threshold is exceeded, there is exposure. We are tripartite. We are spirit, soul, and body. We are not spirit. We are spirit, soul, and body. Held up in a delicate balance, it can be compromised. That balance can be compromised much more when you operate in the flesh, when you don't operate by the support or with the support of the Holy Spirit. Now, when the devil sees that you are high up in spirit, he doesn't come against you. What he comes to do is to make you come down. Because when you are down, he has your measurement. He knows the kind of pressure to put upon you that you can't handle as a mortal. He cannot manage the Holy Ghost in your life because he doesn't have any measurement with which to preempt the capacity of the Holy Spirit in your life. What's the second one we mentioned? Now, if you were not here, I implore you to get the tape. I implore you in the name of the Lord. Get the tape. So the principality secures the terrain and then he looks for powers. In elementary physics, what is power? Oh my, you are going quiet again. Don't give me formulas. Just define power. Okay, you see the physicists. See the doc. What's happening? What's power? It's long. I don't even know what it is. That's what I'm asking. Okay, work done. The ability to do work. That's with respect. The rate of. Woo, we have a lot of scholars. Now, let's make it simple for those people here that have not been around physics for a long time. Can you crystallize a definition that will lend itself to ready understanding from the other people that are not physicists? Yes. The capacity to do work efficiently. Capacity to work. There's a time factor. There's a time frame. All right. Okay, let's start this way. Let's, for the purpose of the fact that we have so many individuals here that don't know work, they don't understand work. Now, so let's give them a very liberal definition. Hallelujah. Okay. The capacity to do work. Let's leave it there. Capacity to do work. Because if that work is done, it will be done within the time frame, actually. Even if it's spiritual work, takes time. God, before God created, all right, so the capacity to do. Now, so powers retain ability. And if that ability is fully propelled, it can do some work. It can bring about change. It can impact a situation, upon a situation. All right, so this guy now, the spirit that secured the landscape might be divination through a book. Because I said one of the access points are mind games. But see, your mind is a sanctuary. We saw it yesterday. Go and get it. And it is possible for you to violate the principles of that sanctuary. Do you still remember that scripture that Paul gave? Is it Paul or Peter that gave it? He said, whatsoever things are lovely. Paul. Now help me. Philippians what? All right, let's go. Let's look upon it again. Glory to God. The reason for the lecture is so that you can go out there and win a soul. Even if it's trapped by the spirit that guides the moon from the south. Liberate the person. Alright? And when the person is liberated, bring the person here. He needs to speak in tongues and be taught the scriptures. And then may they recruit to go out and liberate another person. We have so many terrorist groups. We have Avengers. We have Boko Haram. We have Bakassi boys have been regrouped again from their hideout. There is a terror group that the world is not aware of. It's a terror of fire. These ones we don't kill. We give life. We set at liberty. But we need to be armed as terrorists against the kingdom of darkness. Now where are we? Philippians what? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure. Oh my, don't have time today. That's the scripture. It's telling you how to run the delicate sanctuary of the mind. It was Jesus himself that said, love the Lord thy God with thy mind. They look on our account. There was mind there. How do you love God with your mind? You, even though it has vast capacities, vast potentials, Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 gives us the regulation for the mind. And so if the devil wants to violate your mind, he takes you beyond that scope. And many people, for many of us, the devil takes you beyond that scope, and you don't know that you have trespassed. And because you have trespassed, you are exposed to something that God did not intend you to be exposed to. Oh man. You see, the mind is the womb of your imagination. Hallelujah. Now, if you check in the book of Genesis, the creatures that were created in the Garden of Eden, until man was created and given the mandate of dominion, you will find that there is something we have that they don't have. When he gave us the mandate of dominion, it was because of a quality that we have that makes us look like him, that other creatures don't have. And that quality is your imagination. It is through your imagination that all the creative things that we have seen in this world have found expression, through your imagination. You know, the Bible says that there's a spirit in man. And what happens? It says the inspiration of the Almighty. If a spirit drives you, brings you into a perspective, you are able to catch the perspective of the spirit, and you are able to reproduce that perspective. Your imagination is a very vital factor. And I don't want to press further. I don't want to press too much. I don't want to press too much on that matter. But you see, as we begin to grow in the prophetic, God begins to give you pictures. At first, you dream dreams. Then when you stop sleeping, you wake up. And after you decide to wake up, he now begins to train you to hear his voice. But the time comes when he begins to give you pictures. He begins to give you pictures. He begins to give you pictures. He flows like a stream through your thoughts. And suddenly your thoughts are arrested. What you are thinking is not yours, not independent. It's coming from another place. Hallelujah. The Bible says, holy men of old, they speak as what? As they were carried by the Holy Ghost. Now, you see, a lot of prophetic manifestation is determined by our capacity to yield to God and our capacity to actually appropriate the river of the Holy Spirit as it flows down into our temple. Hallelujah. Many things happen when that river flows. Sometimes when the river flows, it flows into your thoughts. And that's why it is forbidden for there to be any high thing in your thought life that is not subject to the word of God. And that is the basis of the battle that is in the mind. In order to keep that mind in his neutral state as a sanctuary that God can possess. So he said, whatsoever things are pure. And so the devil knows that your mind has that capacity. He will plague you with impure thoughts. But that's not the end of the story. We cannot stop the thoughts from coming. But we can decide that it's not our own, so we cast it down. Now, if you start sleeping in those thoughts, you like it, you even welcome it in the night. After you take your bath in the night, you begin to welcome the thought. You don't know you have been opened up to Elysium. Hallelujah. So there are careless things that believers do that makes them vulnerable. And there are several things happening currently in the life of so many Christians today that they do not realize that they are demonic. Meanwhile, one of the challenges of the faith movement as it's preached in Africa and probably preached in the world at large today is that the faith people don't believe that a believer can be demonized. You see, but you cannot be a better teacher than Jesus. Meanwhile, don't lose it. I went to a faith Bible college. And when I came out of the faith Bible college, I believed everything we were taught was the best gospel that ever existed upon the face of the earth. Until I now began to study the Bible without my note, I found that many things that were not in the note. In fact, I found that what was in the Bible was contradictory to what was in the note. So I had to decide what I would be, whether I would become a faith note or I become a Bible man. I was trained to be a faith preacher, to preach about possibilities, preach about successes and prosperity and the better you, glory. Until I came into head-on collision with several things that my lectures that I received could not explain. And I knew that there were dimensions beyond what I was taught. I was taught to be an enterprising businessman, an enterprising preacher, one that will bring results. until I discovered that ministry was not about results. Ministry was delivering God to a dying generation, a dying world. And if you are going to do it appropriately, you come into collision with darkness so vehemently. We were not taught spiritual warfare because they never expected that you would fight. But all these 9 years have fought in the morning time and in the night time. So it was not part of the script. It wasn't part of the lecture. But I vow to God that I'll be preacher of truth and verity. And as I've seen truth and I've experienced truth under the auspices of the Holy Spirit, I'll make proclamations and I'll bring the word of God to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you the truth. You won't like it so late. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. I pray today, I will ask God today to give some of us, to open some people's eyes here, so that we see here. Some of the preachers you listen to on cable and other, they have demonic problems. Oh, it sounds right. Some of those channels you open, because you open those channels, you are actually having access to demonic influences. But you are not aware of them. They'll say, okay, no, the guy has a good tie, he's dressing, he's all right. The balance, he has light colors inside, darker colors outside. He looks great. I hope you know the best people that blend colors are gay. The best blender of colors are gay. Those days when in Bible school they say excellence. And I thought excellence was blending colors. Until I studied and discovered the best color blenders are gay. They are not Christians. Hallelujah. When the Bible spoke about an excellent spirit that was upon Daniel, it had nothing to do with blending colors. It had everything to do with accessing the knowledge that was not in the educational system. It has everything to do to be relevant with people that were in government and to have the capacity to condescend to the level of people of low estate and be as relevant to them on that level. You know, some of us, you become big and you are no longer relevant to a normal poor man. That's not an excellent spirit. No. Daniel could, if he comes among people selling groundnut and he starts eating, he can open up their lives at that level. If he sits among kings, my God, he can give them the permutation of the things to come. That was an excellent spirit. A man that could not be relevant in any context. Because there's something stronger than time that is at work on him. Something stronger than what is raining that is at work on him. Something stronger than the season that is at work on his life. An excellent spirit was found in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Had nothing to do with blending colors. I said, it's okay. Now, since we have purple here, we need to have a blue there, and we need to have a pink. So that when you just come, the thing just goes like that. Just... Then I realized that the gospel has a different spirit. The gospel intends to achieve a different errand. And if we are going to do the errand of the gospel, we need to understand the kingdom that we are coming against. It's called the kingdom of darkness. It's full of mnemonics and tricks. The devil can blind you, but he cannot control you. He will blind you and then put you on a course, but it will be you that will be going so that you will pay for your crime. Your will was engaged to perform it. So before the court of heaven, it was you that erred. All he did to the whole equation was to deceive you. But he puts you on course. And then you begin to go the journey by your own will, at your own expense, by your own salary. You pay for the trip. All he did was to blind you. Are you with me? Now, so the principality cannot perform the task alone. It needs to go out and bring some powers. These powers have unique abilities that is required in territorial government. One of these powers is what we call fear, the spirit of fear. And so that spirit of divination, that is the principality in that temple, goes out and invites the spirit of fear. And the spirit of fear becomes the object that intimidates you into order, intimidates you into alignment with the spirit that is the principal ruler of the territory. Are you with me? He can appear to you and cast a dream before your face. And the entire concept and philosophy behind that dream is to make you afraid not to violate the principality. And for many years, people can be stuck like that and singing hymns in church. Lord, take me as I am. Take me as I am. Oh, Jesus. My only plea, Christ died for me. Take me as I am. Now, you sang that song with so much gravity, but you are still in bondage. Jesus. Oh, the devil can allow you to do church things, sing church songs, and you are still held down. His government wasn't shaken by your sorrow not singing. Because there's a legion that has spread itself in your universe. Many people begin to wonder, why is it that the scriptures are not coming through in my life? Some additives are part of the equation. So the expectation of scripture is still a far cry. It means there are some things we need to do to pave the way. Hallelujah. Oh my, you're not with me. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
I was a scholar. I was a bad scholar, a very bad scholar. I don't read so much to pass because I can cram the whole notebook. Except you can fail the notebook. That's when you can fail me. I cram it. The whole note. In fact, oh my. Hallelujah. Then it came to pass. I discovered that you needed more than cramming to pass. Because when you finish cramming and you go to the hall, a spirit comes and it touches your brain. A spirit is involved. And then I saw the futility of humanity. I saw how weak humanity was. Hallelujah. My father was the number one civil servant in this city many years ago. He doubled as the secretary to the military governor and the head of civil service. My father's plate number was BNSG 2. The governor's plate number was BNSG 1. I was born into wealth. I don't know poverty. Hallelujah. Everything was going well, man. Glory. I had to mature quick. Because there were powers beyond the naira that were at work. I saw my people in my house run mad. Oh. And we used to pray in the night and sing the hymn. Take me out. So it was a demonized clan. And we needed to secure liberty and command deliverance to Jacob. Hallelujah. So you might discover that as we go out to preach the gospel, you might be meeting people that are more educated in darkness than you are in light. You might meet people that will say, my name is Legion. Because we are men. Meanwhile, all this while, the level of specialization that we have sustained in our Christian life is enough to ask God for a miracle. That's where we are. Lord, send a miracle. Meanwhile, our God is a God of miracles. We will not deny you your request. But there's something in the kingdom that is higher than that. So who will do God's job? When every one of us is looking for a breakthrough, every one of us needs to get his children's school fees paid. That's the emphasis we sustain. We had to leave our personal needs to meet God's needs first. And then he decided to cut a covenant with us. That you will not need to labor for your needs anymore. I will ensure that your needs are met. Then I now realized that was actually the template in scripture. Because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then other things. I didn't know. I unconsciously walked in scripture, the principle of scripture, before I found the scripture that supported my action. But what we were taught was contrary. You seek stuff. God is Father Christmas. Anytime he shows up, there's something to give. He has a weakness. He must give. So take advantage of God's giving. Glory to God. Now, you see, you guys are not, you just abandoned me. That was good preaching there. But as long as you hear that kind of preaching, That's the kind of preaching that helps demonize people to remain under lock and key. Meanwhile, if we are talking about the gospel of the kingdom, you are going to challenge spirits. You will challenge the gates of hell. You will challenge things holding men down so that you can change the government over their lives. And so that principality goes out and it brings powers. Then you hear people talking about sharing fiery dreams, demons chasing, all kinds of stuff. It's just to make the people intimidated enough not to want to think outside of the box, to remain confined, to remain insulated, to remain undercover. It brings order when he begins to see that you are gaining some form of enlightenment. He goes to bring another gang just to complicate the situation. So the man says, my name is Legion. Because what?
Women.
So yesterday we saw the portals, the doors that demons use to access the lives of believers. And they complicate the lives of believers so much that the believer doesn't have any assignment to perform other than to be looking for solution for his problem. And if the devil has brought you to that point where all your life's work and your life's vision, your life's purpose is seeking solution, he has put you on a very good spot. But just in case you are there, you'll be brought out this evening.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And the reason for which you'll be brought out is not because of you. The reason for which you'll be brought out is because God has an assignment that he wants you to be in perfect health and in good shape to be able to carry out. So the reason why God will deliver is because he wants you to become a deliverer. Wants you to extend that deliverance to other people. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. The third portal, the third open door that demons use to access the lives of believers is the sexual door. Have you ever read your Bible and you must have stumbled on the phrase Mystery Babylon? Huh? Have you gone that far before? Mystery Babylon. The Babylon that is a mystery. Right? Mystery what? The Babylon that is a mystery. Are you still with me? Please stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. I know you know the Babylon that is a nation whose king was Nebuchadnezzar. You know that Babylon. But the one that is spoken about is a Babylon that is a mystery. The same locality, the same place, the same territory where the nation Babylon found expression was the same territory that Nimrod in the book of Genesis pioneered his agenda. And it was an agenda of invasion. That is what produced the mystery. And Babylon became a city that sat on that mystery. Okay, wait. All right. Let's go. I said it was what? An agenda of invasion. But before we go to perversion, let's start with invasion. Are you with me? Invasion first. Invasion. Before perversion, we'll start with invasion. Because that city of mystery, that Babylon that is a mystery, became a mystery because of experimentation. What Nimrod pioneered was everything that God said should not be. He tried to do everything that God said we should not do to see the consequence. It was a mountain of experimentation. For instance, if man is supposed to marry man, are you with me? Oh, you must have heard that Nimrod's wife was his mother. Semiramis. You must have heard that. Semiramis. So, he said, okay, husband, so invasion. That was where they did all the experimentation of man sleeping, bestiality, homosexuality, lesbianism. Everything that was contrary to the way God intended, according to his government, those guys experimented it. How? I don't want to open, it will take too much time. I'm preaching today, not teaching. They experimented it. And the effect of the experimentation was that a great basin of darkness appeared upon the face of the earth. A basin of darkness appeared upon the face of the earth. Have you ever seen a family where somebody that is a family member sleeps with somebody that is a family member? Incest. The darkness, that meanwhile there are several courts that you will not graduate to several levels until you commit incest. Are you following? What is satanism? Satanism is breaking the Ten Commandments. That's what satanism is. It's inversion. If God says yes, you will now say no. And you say it deliberately. And then you want to see the consequence. So that was how that mystery was born.
Ah, you people are not here. You are not here.
Alright, let's do it. I've been avoiding this. Let's do it now. Alright, let's do Genesis chapter 3. It will take so much time. That's why Meanwhile, I'm building this so that we can pray. It's not a lecture. Alright, let's do Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle. Don't worry, this year, you know, your prayers have been answered. And I'm no longer aware. I will not be able to come to teach the scriptures. I'm available. And so we are going to do Bible work. This Bible. We'll work on this Bible. There are several scriptures that have been ignored for the past 35 years in the body of Christ. Is it part of the Bible? Because the Bible says all scripture. So should we pick some scripture and leave some scripture? Now if the Bible says all scripture is inspired of God, let's try a bit to explore and find out the mind of God. There is nothing that God intended to keep secret to us that he put here. Alright, so we are going to do a lot in the scripture. First of all, we'll do an overview, a graph, the architecture of the Bible. The architecture of the Bible. We'll do that. When you know the architecture of the Bible, you will know if somebody is lying with the Bible. My major assignment is to train you to a point with scripture, even without the gift of discernment of spirit, for you to be able to trap someone that is fake. The level of biblical literacy begins to increase, fakes will run out of business. And so it's a 5-year plan. A 5-year plan to take fakes out of the church. And we'll do that with ardent Bible study. And now God has provided the opportunity, we are going to seize it. Hallelujah. Now, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, can you jump? Can you jump to verse 9? And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Verse 11. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou should not eat, shouldest not eat? Now, stop there. Now, according to the scriptures, there is a knowledge that God did not expect us to have access to. Are you with me? Now, walk with me now. I want to open one or two things. There is a knowledge that God did not expect us to have access to. There is a knowledge of a good that is not God. And God wanted us to understand that all good that was good derives from God. Are you with me? But the devil is trying to introduce us to a good that is not God. Are you still there? Remember what that rich guy said to Jesus. Say, good master, what must I do that I might inherit the kingdom of heaven? What did he call him? Good master. Jesus said, hold it. There is none good but save what? God. What Jesus was telling him is, don't call me good if you don't accept that I'm God. Because I am not good, I'm not God because I'm good, but I'm good because I'm God. He was talking about a good that came from God. If there is another good without God, then we'll not have any reference to no good. You are not with me? It's very technical. So please work with me. In order for us to know good, we must understand that good is that which comes from God. And the guy was hailing Jesus. Good master! Jesus said, no, that your good is without reference. There are different kinds of good. But don't call me good if you don't accept that I am God. I follow him. Because I'm good because I'm God. But I'm not God because I'm good. So if you call me good, you have not acknowledged that I'm God. It means it can also refer to a good that is not God. That was why there was that debate. Because Jesus was trying to clarify that good. Please help me preach to your neighbor. Not every good is God. It was in Living Faith we were taught that if it is good, I know you will deny me, but I'm a customs officer. I've mandated from God to check false doctrine in the body of Christ, irrespective of the source. Don't do what I do, you will not live too long. But if I do it, I live long. Because it's a mandate. So Living Faith said, if it is good, it is God. That's witchcraft. Living Faith said, you cannot argue with proof. Have you heard that one? I know you will not answer. But Moses took his rod and God said, speak to the rock. And Moses took a rod and struck the rock and the rock produced water. Moses had proof. So you can argue with proof. Oh my. Okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's okay. Remain where you are. Don't worry. But I'm not there. I left there. I'm trying to help you come out of the pit. There's no water in the pit you are. Somebody's offended with me, Abby. I'm telling you. I'm not saying. I'm not asking. I know. Well, I forgive that person today. Because we're enjoying a new season. But listen. It is possible. Huh? Your proof, we can argue with it. Because it's not only God that gives proof. We have a lot of evil spirits. Who gave that proof? Is it God that gave the proof? Meanwhile, God prescribed the way the proof should come, and this man outrightly violated God and did something else, and he had proof. I can operate with a familiar spirit and still be giving something that looks like revelation. There will still be manifestation. But that good is not God. And because it is not God, it is not good. Because it will bring everyone that sits under my voice, under such circumstances, into bondage. Now, there is a knowledge that God did not intend man to harm. In order to protect him. In order to preserve him. So he said, don't eat of that fruit. And he did not explain to him why he said so. And then Satan man came to the rescue. Satan man said, God is aware that there is a data bank of knowledge that he doesn't want you to be aware of. Because in the day you eat of this fruit, you become wise. You become as the gods. So they passcode into that depth of knowledge that was counterfeit knowledge. Knowledge of how to concoct. Knowledge of how to do things that are contrary to the law of God. That's where witchcraft came from. That tree. As he ate it, he entered into a world that was propelled by a philosophy which is driven from the second heavens. It changed the paradigm of the entire earth. And it came to pass when another apostle rose. He was the experimental apostle. Seeing that we have numerous assortment of possibilities, let us experiment every other possibility that is contrary to the restriction that God gave us. You think it's today? Is all this gay movement and all just started today? It was pioneered many years ago by Nimrod. There, okay. Some of us, I watch, you know, if you want me to watch a film, those, what they call them, epic. I will have time to watch that one. But, doesn't make sense to me. Is this like child's play and doesn't make sense? Those old ones, they speak good English. It's deep. You see kingdom. All right? So it makes sense to me. That one makes sense to me. Because it gives me the idea of a kingdom. Even though it's carnal people that have acted it. It's not what they want me to watch. I watch. Okay. Okay. That one is for another day. I can watch a film and come out with a gospel. We look not on the things that are seen, bro. I watch a film, I see the new trend that the enemy has unleashed. This is the new style now. Okay. So, may God give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Because Moses, is it Moses or Solomon? He said, I walked by the field of a lazy man. By the farm of a man that had not understanding. He walked, he did not go to Bible school, he did not go to church. He came to the field and he was seeing a farm. And from what he was seeing, wisdom was interacting with him. He said, yet a little sleep, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed warrior. He did not go for Bible study. He went to a field. And that was what he contacted. Yes, if you operate that way, you can watch a film that they want to tell you a storyline. What you contact is different from what they are acting. Let's leave that one there. Don't live a carnal life. That's what I'm saying. If you read or watch those films, you will see that darkness is old. It's not all this homosexuality, it was there in Sodom. All this lesbianism is not new. But the man that established the civilization of inversion and perversion was that man Nimrod. It was by his activity that a mystery was born. The fullness of that mystery that was born in the book of Genesis is captured in the book of Revelation. So that mystery that was born traveled throughout time to the very end. Hallelujah. Amen. Why do you think God had to destroy the world? The mixture and the inversion was terrible. If you read the Mosaic law, there was a law against crossbreeding to maintain things in the original stock. And that's why if you crossbreed a donkey and a horse, it produces a mule. And a mule is sterile. A mule can't produce. Because there was a law against in Mosaic law. Right? We are no longer subject to that law. So this one is a breeder. They do crossbreeding. That's their job. Alright? So there's nothing wrong with that. But what God was trying to illustrate was not shutting down their job. That's not what he was illustrating with the law against crossbreeding. He was saying that he is against mixture. What is holiness? For you to be separated to one spirit. It's only that spirit that operates you. You don't accept another one to operate your system. You are separated unto that one. So anything your life manifests, your life becomes a theater for the expression of the capacity of that spirit. You understand what I'm talking about? Not another one. You give yourself wholly to one spirit. So that spirit can operate you.
So God is against mixtures, spiritual mixtures. So you go, you focus, and then you become a product of the philosophy of what that spirit has to offer. But this guy mixes all kinds of things. Experimentations took place. All kinds of bogus knowledge that was contrary to the philosophy of God was established by the endeavors of that man, Nimrod. And he generated a mystery. I can tell you this authoritatively. While ministering to people over the years, hallelujah, I realize that any time those perversions, things that are contrary to the word of God, anytime it is done, a demon comes to play host to that party. I've seen people that were victims of incest. Huh? And many years later, they had forgotten, they had moved on, and all of that, and then suddenly, the person doesn't have the capacity, the allowance, the legality to be able to fulfill the destiny that God has given the person, because there is something that is litigating against that life, because the spirit realm is legalism. So when God says, stay away from fornication, it's a manifestation of great love. When he says, stay away from adultery, there is a knowledge. It will be better for you not to have that knowledge. Meanwhile, a lot of people want to exploit, to know it firsthand. When the Bible says God is omniscient, he knows everything. You believe that? Right. But he doesn't know evil experientially. So he didn't practice evil to know evil. He knows evil, but he doesn't know it experientially. Are you with me? God doesn't want you to know evil experientially. Because the implication of knowing evil experientially is that a demon, you will attract something from that realm that will want to fight with the authority of God in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. You should know that there is something called fornication. But you are not expected to know fornication, what? Experientially. You should know that there's something called lesbianism. But you are not supposed to know lesbianism experientially. Because when you know it experientially, you have already compromised and polluted. Your life is broken. Whereas God is in your spirit. There's another thing that is on your body. And that thing that is on your body is attracting you and mobilizing you to use your body at the discretion of the thing that is on your body. There is another thing that can take hold of your emotions. And it manipulates your emotions. It manipulates like a typewriter. You discover that you flow more with men that are not your husband. But when you come home to flow with your husband, that typewriter thing, it will now go to the emotion. Why? Is because of some experiential knowledge. And so, God did not say that Adam should not know that this is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. No, the knowledge of that tree should reach that point. But if you are going to take it to eat, to experience it, he doesn't want you to have experiential knowledge, because that experiential knowledge is going to be with a great cost. And at the end of the day, you won't have gained anything. So, why know it experientially? One of the gateways to invite terrible spirits into your life, I'm not talking to unbelievers, as believers, is all kinds of sexual activity. In fact, Lagos now, we have to pray, take time to pray for the church in Lagos. Hallelujah. You see, the excellency of knowledge is this, the excellency of knowledge. If you have this knowledge that I'm sharing today, it's not as if it will insulate you from temptation. Are you with me? This knowledge will not insulate you from temptation. Temptation will come. But you see, when that temptation comes, the temptation will not be able to deceive you. You know, the Bible says that Adam was not deceived. It was Eve that was deceived. Adam was awake and aware. Are you with me? But Adam consciously yielded
But Eve was deceived into yielding. So I need to tell you the difference between Adam's matter and Eve's matter. Because Eve was seduced. Eve was deceived. Adam was not deceived. But Adam. So Adam's own was rebellion. Eve's own was deception. And because Eve was deceived, even in the New Testament church, they are... You will not like it. Let's leave it. You won't like that one. You accuse me, so I still want to be your friend now, for now. There are several... Hey! Oh, let's leave that. It's a digression. It's heavy. It's too heavy. Are you with me? Okay, there are several offices of leadership in the body of Christ that women will not be able to occupy in isolation. Because of that. And that is a prescriptive report of Paul. Paul said because the woman was the one that was deceived. And it was not the man that was deceived. Are you with me? You are not here. Because of that, it affects her placement even in the church. Because she has a propensity for deception. That's why... Are you seeing? I will balance it. Don't worry. I'll balance it. Don't worry. That's why, when you go to the book of 1 Timothy, when the prescription was given for how people could be elders, are you still here?
Yes, sir.
The prescription was that you had to be a husband of one wife. Do you realize that there was a total omission? There was no... Paul was not expecting a woman to. So there is no formula for women. Okay, let me leave. If that thing is because of the fact that she was the one that was deceived. Does that mean that women cannot be elders? No. Because the Bible says she shall be delivered through childbearing. She shall be delivered from that restriction. She can actually come into eldership. But she will be delivered from this my prescription through childbearing. That means based on the experiences she has survived. Some maturity would have been formed in that woman. She might be anointed, but that is not a criteria. After that anointing has also gone through a process, she will now be delivered from this prescription. And she can now become a leader. Because there was a solution that was attached to her faith. That nevertheless, when she has giving birth physically and also giving birth to children spiritually, and she has done the work of upbringing or mentorship and discipleship for a long time, the capacity for her to be deceived will be reduced to the barest minimum. In those circumstances and under those circumstances, she can now become a leader. Now, should I say something? I have digressed, but let me continue. It is biblically wrong for a woman to be a head of a ministry. Even if the woman is called, she must submit that calling to her husband. The man may not be called, but the man should stand in the front. Hey, have I offended you so much like this? Because of her propensity to deception. She has to submit that ministry to a man. And that's why I need to come and teach us what a man is and what a woman is. And just in case you are a man, accept to be a man. Huh? And just in case you are a woman, accept your role as what? She's the one that is a cult, she's the one that is a prophet, but you have to submit that ministry under a man. That means she cannot run that ministry until her husband, first of all, gives her permission. The husband may not be born again. Let her intercede and wait for the time the husband will say, this is your evangelist himself. Go do one. Because she shall be delivered. How? Through childbearing. You get that one? So let's leave it there. When you find a woman that is a president of a ministry,
The ministry will start very well, but she will be deceived. And I'm prophesying that she will be deceived because she doesn't have the capacity. There is a discernment that a woman will gain by experience, not by anointing. Because I can show you from the Bible two apostles that were women. Junia was a woman. So I'm not saying that women cannot do ministry to any level, but you will do it under. You might want to say, okay, what of this man that died and then they handed over to his wife? They are in error. Where is the ministry today? The glory that was there when the man was there, where is it? Let's stop there. Baba will help. How did we get here? Oh, Jesus. All right. Let's go back. Just forget this one. But please be a woman. Don't be a man. There's something called woman. There's a role called woman. That woman is the one that is more gifted than the man. But the only way your gift will not be poisoned is when you learn submission. The way of the woman is the way of submission. That's when your gift becomes a blessing. Meanwhile, you are not with me. Meanwhile, I need to balance that. Because the man is not God. Good, I need to balance that. That man is not God. The man can be... You will submit to a man to the degree to which is accurate. Like, I can come as an unbeliever husband and say, don't go to church. I don't have that authority. Because that man's authority is supposed to be a derivative from Christ. So if that man is disaligned with Christ, he has no authority in himself. Headship is a gift. It's not masculine. May the Lord have mercy in the name of Jesus. Now, so I will take time to balance it. So a man comes and says, don't go to church. Kai. It's a lie. Those are not, you are outside of authority. This one you are saying is you saying it, not Jesus. Don't yield to that one. Because I've seen women like that, although it will be difficult. Because you, by that arrangement, you will now play the role of a man to some extent. But, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes,
sir. But as you are playing that role, you need to still be under the authority of your pastor. So what I mean is that a woman cannot operate without a man being a cover. The man may not be your husband, but there is a cover. And that is the prescription. But I don't have time to work that and to strike all the balances for now. And I don't know how I got here. But the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The man was not deceived. The man's eyes, the man knew the law. He knew the voice of God. He knew the perspective of God. And he blew it. The woman was deceived. The man was right there. The woman was deceived. The man was not deceived. The man did not stop the woman from eating. And the man knew that it was wrong and he ate. His was rebellion. Her own was what? Deception. When that thing happened, man was exposed to an arena of knowledge that God did not intend him to have. He had experiential knowledge of darkness. Now, darkness is so dark that when you understand it experientially, it deploys its legality on your life. Darkness has legality. Are you with me? Now, just like I said yesterday, as I try to round up, because I want us to pray today. Amen? Darkness has legality. Does a man that sleeps with a woman unlawfully has exposed his temple to immoral spirits, immoral demons. Immoral demons have numerous assortments. The most basic of them is the demon of lust. That's the basic, the most basic. That's the most friendly. That's the most friendly one. Then we have demons of perversion. The one that will make you attracted to a woman. As a woman. Instead of, you know, it's bad enough for you to be attracted to a man. It's bad enough. When you are not married. Huh? It's very good for you to be attracted to your husband. But it's bad for you to be attracted to a man that is not your husband. And demons of perversion will make you hate your husband and make you attracted to another. Oh man. You people think I'm judging you. In my own Christian life, I've had that challenge. There was a place I went to preach. After preaching, I collided with some spirits. Came home. I didn't like my wife again for 4 months. But I didn't tell her while I was struggling. Hallelujah. And, you know, I understand what it means to set up a siege against the siege of the devil. So even though I didn't feel like, I was still behaving like a husband. By an act of my will. Hallelujah. Yes, I was doing the drama. But I knew it was not real. But it was my duty to do the drama. And I'm a clown. I can. Oh my. If you see. Are you Jesus? It's only the pulpit that makes me like this. I am wonderful. Jesus. But you see, I was struggling because the matter was supernatural. And you could not cure that matter by a strong will. You needed a spiritual solution to the matter. Alright? And then, in the same time that I was not attracted to her, I was attracted to every other person that was feeling. So you know that the spirit that is at work here is what we call the spirit of perversion. The spirit of perversion gives you inordinate affection. Affections that are not according to ordinances set by God. Are you with me? Inordinate affections. Those are demonic operations and they are manipulating your emotions. From that inordinate affection, it goes to a point where it becomes an obsession. Where the devil begins to force you. It's as if you don't sleep with that lady, you will die. Hallelujah? It becomes a compulsion. It is compelling. It's like an instruction. It's like you must do it. And if you refuse to do it, the demon will now put you in a state of emotional loneliness. You now say, Christ, because I didn't do this. You feel bad. He's trying to torture you so that the next time he shows up, you will not want to have the verdict of loneliness as the repercussion. So you'll be careful to obey. And that is darkness, just manipulating your emotion. Are you with me? And that's why I said yesterday, the Spirit of God helpeth our infirmities. The devil can manipulate your emotions, but he cannot manipulate your spirit. So while you are under the intense manipulation that is coming, you build up yourself where? Switch something else on. Something that the devil cannot handle. Switch it on. And may you never be deceived that because you are a pastor, you will not come under lust. You are joking. You are the one they are looking for. They are not looking for the rest. It is you. Oh my. You wake up after, sometimes you can be fasting, dry fasting for 14 days. And you just come out of your room. And then one lady say, hey. Instantly you are struck by the demon of lust. And for the next 21 days you are battling that thing. You come out after you survive the battle. You just want to throw. It happened to me like that for 9 months. So I had to fast. For that 9 months. You finish the fast. The day you came out of the fast, lust will hit you. Come. Then you say, and then you are still fasting. Then there's lust. Jesus. Erima salo kando. But you know what? Even if it seems as if you are drowning, never give up. If you give up, you will become a specimen. Please help me tell your neighbor, don't give up. Oh my, there's a path, there's an aspect of your spiritual life that allows for those struggles. Because when Jacob and the angel contended, it was a struggle. That's how the spiritual life is at times. You will struggle until the break of day. That means you cannot stop the struggle until the time allocated to end the struggle comes. It's a time-based thing. When heaven says, we can allow children to be tested. And this is when the test will be accomplished. It's time-based. Until the break of day, that struggle will continue. But keep the struggle. Keep the struggle. Keep it going. Don't just say, because I've tried, and for 6 months it's like this. Maybe this is how God wants it. Your children too will fight on that battleground. Your grandchild will fight on that battleground. Because you decided to open the door. Because the devil is generational in oppression. The devil is legalistic in function. But the Bible says that if the spirit of him that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwelleth in you, then
He will quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. It doesn't matter whether your grandfather committed adultery. Your father went out and he was carrying out sexual escapades. He complicated your life before you were born. No problem. The question is the spirit of God in you? Is the spirit in you? Because if that spirit in you is in you, and you know how to activate the spirit. The spirit was the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And thank God you are not dead. A dead man, he brought him back to life. Are you dead? Then every other manifestation of death that is setting in can be arrested. If you know how to take advantage of that spirit. The Bible says that the spirit of God helped our infirmities. I've been there for 9 months. I said no every day in 9 months. I was there sometimes for 6 months. They wanted to drown me. I know they came from different nations to drown me. I said no. I was weak, but I said no. Mere kando. Sayemo katama. Make sure you keep the fight until the break of day. Maya kula masanda. When it is morning time, you won't need to say, let the fight stop. It's time up. They will leave you. But make sure you outlast the devil. Make sure you endure to the break of day. Make sure the fight is kept. The fight is on until the daylight treads darkness. He has called us unto victory. And these days, we are threatened with stories. They say, this pastor fair, is most likely you may not. No, that's not your story. The pastors are not the Bible. Only the word of God is true. And if it is true, and it was true for the apostles, it will be true for me. There is a knowledge that God wants to spare you the details about. You can know it by information. He doesn't want you to know it experientially. If you have started the path of fornication, it will take deliverance. It will take an intervention of a spirit that is holy to sever your soul from the longing, the attraction, the pleasure that is in that world. It will take deliverance. Don't play the game. Don't even start. May you hear with your ear that there is something like fornication, but don't have an experience of it. Don't eat of the fruit that God said you should not eat. When Adam ate of that fruit, he said, Adam, where are thou? I heard thy voice and I hid myself in the garden because I was naked. And God said, who told you that thou was naked? The word naked was a word in the lexicon of darkness. Adam was not supposed to mention that word. He mentioned the antelope. He mentioned the giraffe. He mentioned all kinds of stuff. But naked was not a word you should pronounce. Who told you? It was an experiential knowledge that opened that lexicon. And now he knew stuff that God didn't want him to know. And God knew that the mystery was born. It was that mystery that Nimrod explored in all his superlative alternatives and assortments. He brought out darkness like a dome in Babylon. Please help me tell your neighbor, don't bring a mystery. Don't bring a mystery in your family. Don't be responsible. In a particular family, they wanted to somebody in the family to go in for politics. And everybody in the family gathered. One of them came late. And when he came, he didn't come through the door like this. The door is this way. He came like this. He said, I heard you guys called a meeting. That the subject of the meeting is this man you want to raise up. None of you has the answer. But I came with a few tools. One of us must donate a female. All these half measures and talk. You talk through your mouth here. That cannot make him king. If you want to understand the mystery of kingmaking, a female child must be surrendered. Huh? And on the day when the moon is full, when the moon is brightest in the sky like a crest, an ornament that burns with beauty, a decorative accessory, you will march, all of you will come with me to the forest. In the face of that blazing moon, we'll make covenant with the Queen of Heaven. She's the one that raises kings. She's the one that deposes kings. She's the one that decides who lives and who dies. Hallelujah. That is what we call a transaction. Count the number of people that were present that day when the Queen of Heaven was consulted. If generations to come, if that family will be delivered, it must be the same number of people. If you want to undo a mystery, God will do it by a mystery. And that's why in the kingdom, the Bible says that when the seals were broken, a mistress began to appear. That's how the kingdom is administered, by mysteries. Afflictions are administered by mysteries. Solutions come by what? By mysteries. And in the face of the blazing moon, the sacrifice of that child was made. They had to watch over that blood for 12 days to see if the Queen of Heaven accepted. Because if the Queen of Heaven doesn't accept, the blood will turn, will change color. They need to go and look for another female. Oh my. There is no guarantee with the devil. He can tell you that the answer is 12 today, and the answer will be 16 tomorrow. That's why God said, I am the I am that I am. If you consult me on Wednesday and you are confused, if you consult again, it's the same thing. What I told you on Wednesday is what I will tell you now. What I tell you in your closet is what I will tell you on the crusade ground. I stood before thousands of people, and it was the word I heard in the closet when I stood on the platform in Malawi. Oh my. The I am that I am. The secret that he whispered in the secret place was what he manifested in the open. He doesn't change ground. Satan is a hard master to send. He changes the goalpost in the middle of the game. The rules change. The referees change. The linesmen, they change. Before 90 minutes. The goalpost can be put on the touchline. No one serves him and knows him too much. He's dynamic. And the followers of Satan know this. That's why they enter many courts. 7 courts. 14 courts. You see a man, the cap he's wearing. Eh? You will see the signs of 7 courts. Because he knows that this one can fail. The water spirit can fail. There is a knowledge God did not expect us to have. That's why it's difficult for you to have faith. Because you have one knowledge. Who told you? Who told you? Who told you? That was God's question. Tonight we are going to lay to rest things that speak, things that mutter, things that have a voice and a tongue, that regulate, that determine, that manipulate. Don't play with the tricks of the devil. It will only bring you into more bondage. You can know it by information, but not by experience. Because if you touch it by experience, it makes you a slave forever. There was this very beautiful damsel those days. Hallelujah. If I describe her, there are people here that can know the damsel. So there was a damsel. So no, the description would not be so detailed. There are some people that attended school the same time I attended school. They are here. If I describe much. Amen. So fair to look upon. Hallelujah. And she was fair to look upon in the days that she did not have the knowledge that God did not want her to have. Many years later, she became a different creature. Because she was exposed to things that were kept under lock and key. May your life not generate a mystery. A mystery that your sons, your daughters, we have to form a quorum to contend with. Because the Bible says that a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. And it's also true for a wicked man. A wicked man leaves curses. He leaves cycles and circles. He leaves products of interactions. But if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead, if that spirit is still around your life, then you are starting where? Today we are going to pray. And the reason for this training is so that you will know that the training manual we used to train evangelists in 1982 is not relevant now. It has expired. Because the guys you are meeting on the streets, those days when they started cyber cafe, all night browsing, 98% of the computers were browsing pornography. That was when internet was not accessible. Today everybody has a phone. MTN has data plan. A picture that was taken in Moscow, somebody can have it saved on his phone. And we have no boundaries. The landmarks have been removed. And we trespass. As our new Christian culture is based on trespass. And we collide with things that God calls forbidden. We bow to gods that Apostle Paul does not know. And a confused generation is rising. The teachers from the pulpit don't even know the God they preach. A preacher in Lagos went for Netherlands Business School course. And that was what he was teaching for 2 years. Modules from Netherlands, where? Business School. Oh, Jesus. He divided the church into quorum according to the prescription of Netherlands Business School. And the church became a platform for business consultancy and business issues. You know what happened? He was deceived. The gospel is old and rugged. But because the sun is old, doesn't mean it doesn't burn. We are going to make contact with something that is original tonight. But as we pray, choose the only true God and Jesus that he has sent. Let the gods that have formed your philosophy, let them die. Let their altars be destroyed. Let the sanctuary of your mind be redeemed. And let the part of you that have been conceded to the enemy be recovered. Because you are God's messenger. You are God's foot soldier. There is a mission that you need to accomplish. And every one of us must be whole. Rise up, let's pray together. For the next 5 minutes, we are going to pray. Are you a victim of sexual abuse and all of that stuff? This is your night. This is your night. Did some evil spirits invade your life because of an experiential knowledge that you acquired? This is your night. Is your mind a football field for demons? And they are operating your thoughts, giving you thoughts that are not godly. And you have been living in that pool for many years. You can come out of that pit. Have you found things, orchestrations and patterns that are contrary to scripture, but finds expression in your life? Cry out to him tonight. Cry out to him. Cry out to him tonight. You are his foot soldier, and you are supposed to be at liberty from anything that maketh a lie. Who told you, God said, hast thou eaten of the tree wherewith I said thou shalt not eat? Kovre sala mangadala mantala babosha kabreskonde lekuria babarakata enda yeso koboso moro kosina imama marakasanda babori mayatose kenda babarakasemo. Oh, focus your spirit. Focus your spirit right now. Imana kayambore mama mama mama. Imama zela bona hamana.
Imama sana kumbra hega bala bala basi mama punda yamo si mama nakaya seminaha sana mongo bala haya presconde la kama mama 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 oh.
You can take your mind back.
Senane la babona hela. Sai la mamole zegemana.
You can speak to that spirit of loss and say, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Take your imagination back. Take your imagination back. Take your body back. Having a readiness to revenge every disobedience. Camboro Santa Babore.
Amado Rosario,
In Jesus' name.
Now the devil is a lawless personality. And so he can give you dreams sometimes in order to make you believe something. Can give you a dream. You find yourself sleeping with somebody that is not your one. Now when you see that, don't take it like, don't surrender to it. It's communication. It's communication. It's an intention to see if there is ground for him to rule. So after that experience, if you don't address it and say no, you missed the door. Go next door. Here, this body is the temple. This idea can't work. If not, he will plant a thought in your thought life. A thought that will become a stronghold. A time will come, you will not even know you have the authority to cast down that thought. You accept it. And you will have to fail in your soul before you fail on the ground. Just in case you have been exposed. And you have not handled all of this kind of experience and experiences accurately. Tonight you can take your mind back. And address the devil. And tell him that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are not an altar of immorality. Immoral things don't survive around you. Immoral thoughts don't survive. You are not a friend of iniquity. You love righteousness and you hate iniquity with passion. And that should be vehement in your display of refuting that which is not held up in righteousness. Many people don't rise up to the occasion. I am a Messiah lover. Can you take time? Can you take time? You may call it wet dream. Wet dream. Wet dream. But the visage that was presented to you was a visage that was contrary to the scriptures. You have to refute it. That is not me. That is not me. That is not me. Nothing evil, nothing profane can proceed from me. Nothing profane. I am altogether righteous, held up by the Spirit of God. I refute that picture. Don't enjoy it. Don't enjoy that picture. Don't accept that picture. It is not of God. Don't accept it. Don't accept it. It will weaken your consciousness. It will weaken you from within. It will weaken you from within. It's not your portion. It's not your portion. What God wants to do in your life, He will not do it by iniquity. He will not do it by immorality. He will do it by righteousness. Oh, my son. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, I give you my mind, ancient of days. I give you my soul. I give you my mind. I give you my body, ancient of days. I give you my soul. I give you my mind. I give you my body,
Ancient of Days, I give you my soul, I give you my mind, I give you my body. Ancient of Days, Ancient of Days, I give you my soul, give you my soul. I give you my mind, I give you my mind, I give you my body. Ancient of Days, Ancient of Days, Ancient of Days, I give you my soul, give you my mind, I give you my mind. Hey, I give you my body, Ancient of Days,
Ancient of Days.
I will sing it one more time. Give you my soul, I give you my soul. Give you my mind, I give you my mind. Give you my body, I give you my body, Ancient of Days. Give you my soul,
give you my mind,
give you my body,
give you my body,
Ancient of Days,
Ancient of Days.
I give you my soul,
give you my soul.
Give you my mind,
give you my mind,
give you my body,
give you my body.
Ancient of Days,
Ancient of Days,
give you my soul,
give you my soul,
give you my mind,
give you my body.
Listen to me, your body is the temple of the Most High God. If we are going to bring deliverance to a generation, our vessel must be held up in holiness. That's the only way we can be anointed, with anointing that is from God. In Lagos, a woman was given a testimony. Was it a testimony or a confession? Hallelujah. You are not with me. Right in the office, she slept with the pastor in the office. And the pastor came on the pulpit and the anointing thing reduced. There was fire. Let me tell you the truth. I don't understand that too. If me and my wife quarrel, it's difficult for me to move under the anointing. That quarrel at home. Married preachers here, men, you know what? You are destabilized. Until you go and make peace. So it's quarrel in my house is a big thing. It can stop ministry. So we will stop it. Hallelujah. Talk more of flowing just now. Then you come and say, the law. It means the person is tapping into something that is not God. The reason why it's called Holy Spirit, because it's holy. If you are going to find acquaintance with Him, your vessel must be held in holiness. One of the things God has called me to do is to impart people with spiritual gifts. If I wake up from sleep, I can do that. Because it's a calling, not because I'm righteous, all right? It's a calling. God is doing it because He wants to do it. We are going to make a commitment to righteousness, after which I will ask Him to anoint people. Because what is coming from heaven is the gift of word of knowledge. If you want to do evangelism, don't do it without word of knowledge. Evangelism is not go and preach. Evangelism is be led to who God wants you to minister to. That's evangelism. What did I say?
Be led.
to who God wants you to what? If not, you will struggle. Success in evangelism is preaching Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God. Hallelujah. We can't do it without the gifts of the Spirit. You meet somebody that says he doesn't believe in God. I go supernatural. When I tell you that at the age of 13, this is what happened. You had an accident. You were using crutches. We have gone beyond doctrine. Hallelujah. Word of knowledge is a good tool. But all the carriers of the oil of God must be what? Must be held up in holiness. So that song we sang is a prayer.
Vision of this, I give you my soul. I give you my mind. I give you my body.
Ancient of days.
Ancient of days.
It's a prayer.
I give you my soul. I give you my mind. I give you my body.
Ancient of days. I give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
So when the devil violates your mind, you know this is trespass. You judge him. Because your body is the temple. The temple of the Holy Spirit. If our gospel be healed, it is hidden unto them that are lost. Of whom the God of this world has blinded their hearts and minds, lest the light of the glorious gospel, which is the image of Christ, should shine on them. One more time. That's your prayer tonight.
I give you my soul.
It comes on Ohamba.
I give you my soul.
I give you my body.
Elemo Korea Babarika San.
Ancient of days.
I belong to you.
I give you my soul.
Give you my soul.
I give you my mind.
Give you my body.
I give you my body.
One more time before we pray together. Give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
Give you my body.
I give you my mind.
Oh God.
I give you my body.
Ya kambasala mago.
All my thoughts, all my reasoning, all my emotions, all but to you.
Ancient of days.
Ancient of days.
Where is Oyuna? In Benue State, politicians do women, do drinks. In fact, one of my PA, Cyril Nyongo, you know him, was my personal assistant in this ministry. It was politics. Meanwhile, I told him he will not win. But he said his people called him. And he became a drunk. And he now had a child with a woman that was selling beer in that side. Children outside. If politicians in Benue, if the way they celebrate their stardom is that way, you cannot. You will not, so you cannot. I'm not saying you will not, you can.
You can. That's not the way. Become a new generation of politicians that understand covenant and commitment. When such like you become many, the trend will end. I just wanted to give you that warning. Alright. I want to give you a gift from God, alright? The gift of word of knowledge. So that you can become an effective witness. Please remember, your body is not yours. Your body is what? It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes when you finish dressing up, ask the Holy Ghost, this is your temple. Does it look like what you... Bring him into the subject. Bring that boy. Bring him into the subject. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. You know that, you know, yesterday we talked about worshiping God with your mind.
Yes, sir.
So if you want to watch pornography, the acid test of worshiping God with your mind is invite God into everything you want to use your mind to do. Like, because those days, if I want to read, I say, God, where you did? This notebook is too big. And, you know, I don't have time. So I involve him. So involve him. If you want to, anything you want to watch on the internet, say, Holy Spirit, I'm out. If you can't involve him, know that your mind should be protected from that knowledge. You should not know it experientially. Follow me, young boy. Don't know it experientially. Don't know it experientially. You don't need to know it. The moment you clock the age of 16, the devil begins to haunt your mind. The Bible says his imagination is evil from the time of his youth. That's when the devil starts that project. That's when he starts the project. Meanwhile, God wants to use everybody here as a specimen. God has no restraint. He can make you a millionaire. In fact, it is in his interest for you to be a millionaire. Do you understand that? Especially if what you are doing is going to, what you have become is going to affect the kingdom. It's in his interest. He doesn't want you to be poor. Poverty is not his will for you. But if your mind is not healed, every form of greatness that you enter into will become a snare. It's just like someone that started smoking Igbo at class 2. If you train him to become a professor, it's a waste. On the foundation of Igbo. Hallelujah. Well, if you may have good plans for him, but he has found something, that thing has the power to determine his outcome. There is a knowledge you must not have. Oh yeah. Where are the ushers? I want to release a gift. The gift of word of knowledge. Now that gift will help you. It will bring supernatural knowledge to you of the present and the past. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Young boy, I want to pray for you. Okay?
Eka mosi lako sano masi labarako.
Hi. You see, what I'm seeing on this young boy. Young boy, you will not understand it. So, go and sit down for now. When you become 14 years, before we can talk,
give him my soul.
Now, don't receive this anointing and refuse to do something. From now to the next Bible study, right? preach to somebody. Pray for the sick. Go out. Meet somebody that is in chains. Do something. You will see the gift will come out. Now, you see, there is, okay, the angel is already touching somebody. It's already touching somebody. It's already touching somebody. It's already touching somebody. It's already touching. And we have not started this prayer. Listen. There is a woman. You were struck. You were struck below your abdomen. What is worrying you now is as a result of the arrow that was shot below your abdomen. Now every woman here, touch below your abdomen. I'm going to pray now. The woman I'm talking about with power will bring you out. It's already coming. Father, in the name of Jesus, help me with this woman. Help me find this woman. Now help me. Bring them for me. I see it. Yes, that which was short, released spiritually. I break the yoke. Yes, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, break. Yes, thank you. It's coming out now. Come out! Yes. You were struck. I release you. Yes. They wanted to kill you, sister. Yes, I release you. I release you. That the chains with which you were bound, I set you free. Go forward now. You were struck with debt. Yes. Let the weight lift. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Okay. So the weight has lifted. I am on a lekezena. I am on a salivo kumazike. I am a maya kunazina mama. I am on a siye kamone. Ambala somina kantamine goloma. Aike keke nanamo. Ancient of the year. I give you my soul.
I give you my body. give you my body.
I give you my body.
Ancient of Days.
Ancient of Days.
All right, are you ready to receive the gift? It's the gift of word of knowledge. For all the ministers that are here present in the house, the only way we can succeed in ministry right now is to walk in blazing holiness. Don't allow the thought, don't allow it rest. Fight it when it's a thought. Don't allow that picture, that dream that you had that is immoral. Jesus, fight it. It's not me. Reject it. That's how we win. That's how we win. That's how we win. All right, are you ready for the gift? Don't worry, sister. You were ordained to go far in the ministry. In the ministry. The devil set you up. The devil set you up. Put chains on you. But the chains are breaking right now. Lord, I ask the chains to break. Let the chains break. This one is innocent. This one is innocent. So let the chains break. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. I command the chains. 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 And there were spirits from your father's house that were programmed against your destiny. Programmed against your destiny. Because you are the firstborn. There were spirits programmed. There were spirits programmed to manipulate your destiny. Oh my God. But you are called into the ministry. Ayeko Masila. Arakonte ele kalima kazelia. Aha. I command the chains to break. To break. To break. To break. To break. To break. So that you can be set at liberty. Let the weight be taken away. Let the weight be taken away. Let the weight be taken. Let the weight be taken.
Give you my body. Ancient
of Days. I give you my soul.
Sia
compre. Sia mama mama. Yes, it's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking, it's breaking, it's breaking. The tools, the chains of darkness, break it. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
I give you my soul.
Give you my soul.
I give you my
life.
I give you my body.
Ancient of Days. Every deposit of the devil. I would like all of you stretch your hand in a direction and begin to pray. Yes, there is a deposit that needs to come out. There's a deposit. Begin to pray. 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 Siete! 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 Kapona kusakwate. Mirakute masanda. Aila masanda. Aikena santa. Kule bakatulu. Aikete kete kete. Ete kete. Ekete kete. Loko poko namaswa. Alapo santa. Alapo koto. And kangalaso bakata ayeko komina sate broske ya baba santa bala ka santa aya ba santa kalaba santa kalaba santa kalaba santa kalaba bara kaila santa aya kakakakaka through the mouth come out through the mouth come out. To the mark, come out! Come out to the mouth!
Yakate babaria brata baskate. Rise up and come out. Rise up. Come out. 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 Throw them out. Come out. Ayakaba, Sayakaba, Sayakaba, Katetetetete, Shakapota Makatatataya, Ansom Bokota Bakanta, Akabana Kotokode, Asiaka, threw them out! Come 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 out! Every deposit, every deposit, every deposit, every deposit, every deposit, every deposit, come out! Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Our body is a temple. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And it is illegal for you to have a deposit. I command that deposit, come out! Come out! Come out from her being. Come out from her belly. That which you gave her to eat in the dream, I command it. Come out. Come out from this vessel. I call it. It's not part of her body. I call it forth. Come out. The deposits by which you manipulate, the deposit by which you control, today I command it, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, from the belly. From the belly. And let this vessel go. 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 Adabaratam. Ayamahanama. Yes. Yes, I cut you off. I cut you off from the spiritual tree from whence you come. I cut you off. You are grafted. You are grafted into Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. I dedicate you to Jesus. I dedicate you to Jesus. I command the stronghold of the devil. Break in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now, I still have a gift for you to receive. Now, she will sleep. She will sleep for like 15 minutes.
I am satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Him. My faith in Him shall never fail. I am satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Him. My faith in Him shall never fail. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Him. My faith in Him shall never fail. I'm satisfied with Jesus.
One more time now.
I'm satisfied with Jesus.
It's time up, so are you ready to receive the gift? The gift of word of knowledge, right? To come upon you, and as it comes upon you, make sure you put it to work. Go out in the streets, preach the gospel, win someone to the Lord, and the operations will be activated. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Please, wait first. Receive prayer first. I know you want to labor. Come and labor. Receive prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are expectant. We want to be empowered to do the work of the ministry. Specifically, evangelism. Snatching people from the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of light. It is written that if our gospel be hid, it is hidden unto them that are lost, whom the God of this world has blinded their hearts and their minds, lest the light of the glorious gospel, which is the image of Christ, will shine on them. It is to this task that we commit and we ask for empowerment. And I ask tonight that you will release unto your people the gift of word of knowledge. And for those that are operating in the gift, you give them a higher measure. Okay, the gift is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Thank you for hearing me. The gift. The gift. The gift. The gift. It's a 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 gift. Bring them for me. It's not. The gift is still. It's still working now. It's still working. It's a gift. 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 Receive ye, receive ye. Receive ye the gift of word of knowledge. Receive ye the gift of word of knowledge. To begin to know things supernaturally. The gift of word of knowledge. 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 The gift. The gift. Asima. 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 Asima likete. From today, you will be able to control a prophetic deposit upon your land. And you will become a warrior. Warrior in the spirit. The things that chased you in your visions, in your dreams, you will chase them now. Arise and become that man that God has ordained. Come in there. Zila Koma. He has come. 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 Empower your people for the dark places of the earth are filled with the habitation of cruelty. Let the shout of the king arise from within them. Let power and glory be given unto the saints. Lord, as we ride into this darkness, let it give way for light. Imamama. Oh, kana sila kombre
Ayanama. Say Makande, Yeke Kadima Soprena Hande. Imama. Selima Kozene Taye Kamina. Semina Saloba, Saloba, Sekala Babaye Babo. Imama. Jesus. Father, begin in our life. Something fresh tonight. Something new. With a deposit of your spirit. I ask, O God, that you put your hand upon her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. From the crown of her head to, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you will raise her up out of doubt and unbelief to hold a mighty scepter, to be switched on into intercession, to begin to do the things that are impossible with men. I bless your daughter tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Ama mayete, ama mayete, ama mayete. Sopra mama mama mama. Now listen, listen. Now for those of you that you experience something like a shadow comes around you, a shadow. Today is the end of that shadow. Now you will see a light. Many things have happened here today. Many things have happened. Just give him glory as we close tonight. Give him praise. Give him praise. Let that which was impossible with you become possible from today. Let the doors that were closed to you be opened from today. Let the battles that you fought, that you lost, begin to win from today. Thank you, Lord.